Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, the Prince of Providence Podcasting. Did you like that little bit of alliteration there? John Orlando here on a short version, an abbreviated version of the PVD Cast. It's a half episode. There's been a few things on my mind I wanted to get off my chest, and I wanted to come on here and talk about them, so I won't keep you more than 15 minutes or so. Well, I mean, I think that the big news story that has hit and rocked the world in the last 24 hours is the passing of Robin Williams. And, you know, while I was not a huge fan of Robin Williams, I wasn't a huge mark for everything he did. Still Mrs. Doubtfire and Dead Poets Society are two of his films that I think are phenomenal and are favorites of mine. You know, and I'm sad to hear that he died, you know, and I'm sad to hear about the tragedy that seemed to unfold in his life, dealing with the issues that he was dealing with. And, you know, I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a minute. I think this is one of the things I marvel at. I marvel at the fact that in our country in 2014, we still have this stigma around mental health issues. I think that we are a society that is comfortable talking about a lot of different things. Most of them are absolutely ridiculous and pointless, but we'll discuss them anyways. But yet we cannot have an open conversation about mental health issues. And there are thousands and thousands of people in our country that are affected by this and feel the shame of it. And I don't understand why. Like, the way I kept thinking about this in my head today is, let's say you broke your arm, okay? You broke your arm in a freak accident. You would not, under any circumstances, try to hide the fact that you broke your arm, right? You would say, oh, I broke my arm. You would go get treatment for it. But if you have some anxiety issues, if you have some depression issues, a lot of people will hide that because they don't want to be made fun of. They don't want to be ridiculed. They don't want to have the stigma or the label attached to them. And I find that preposterous. It's so closed-minded and it's so bizarre to me. Like, I can't wrap my mind around it. And here you go. A man who was incredibly famous deals with that same dilemma that thousands and thousands of people deal with every single day. And I guess to me, it was kind of like, well, here obviously is a gentleman, Robin Williams, well-known, probably has plenty of money, all right, that could get the very best help in the world, but still, this happened to him. What does that say about the average Joe out there who isn't well-known, who isn't wealthy, you know? I don't know, maybe I rambled a little bit there. I'm going to get off my soapbox. I just find that, you know, in this culture that we have today in our society where we're very open about lots of things, this is still something that we're not open about. And I hope that this tragedy, if it's one good thing to come out of it, is that maybe it makes people wake up and smell the coffee, so to speak, and learn that we have to deal with this in a mature manner, in a serious manner, and we have to get people who are struggling with these issues help. You know, and let's face it, people, we all have had some bouts where we haven't been 100% happy with the way things are going in our lives, yours included right here. But, you know, if you don't have a support system like many of us do, like I'm blessed to have, you know, man, you could really go down some dark avenues. And, you know, with that, I'm just going to wrap it up and say that I think it's a terrible tragedy. My thoughts go out to his family. The world has lost a great comedic icon and legend. And hopefully something good comes out of it, such as a better awareness for these types of situations. So, all right, moving on here on this abbreviated version of the PVD Cast. Let's talk about the build-up for SummerSlam, because SummerSlam is on this Sunday. It is Tuesday as I am recording this podcast. A lot of things have gone on, and, you know, I think there's some good things, I think there's some bad things. And last night, Monday Night Raw aired, it's the last Raw before SummerSlam, they kind of put some things in motion. I'm not sure what they're going to be doing at the SmackDown tapings, but all right. I think some good things that they did. Monday night, I think that the Chris Jericho Bray Wyatt like face off where they sat down and Bray Wyatt cut that amazing promo. I think Y2J had a great rebuttal. I think that that match is going to be good. Although, I feel like Jericho coming out and stating that he's going to take time off to tour with Fozzy or do stuff with Fozzy really pisses all over the excitement for the match. But hopefully, I think those two will get in the ring and put on an entertaining match despite whether Jericho wins or he loses. You know, so I think that that's good. I've said many times before, I'm a fan of Bray Wyatt. I think the guy does a great job in putting that character over. He may not be the very best in the ring, but he does a very good job of putting over that absolutely Max Cady-like character. I think they did a pretty decent job, too, of building up Lesnar and Cena. Albeit, though, I do have a side note to that, but I think the fact that those two have never touched builds it so well that it creates more interest in that matchup on Sunday, and I think those two will deliver. I think that those two will actually have a very good match, and that might be the match of the night, as it should be. It is billed as the main event. My only thing that I will say about that is I don't know, and I'm going to take flack for this, but I'm going to say it. I really didn't like the whole Lesnar interrupts Hogan's birthday thing that happened on Monday Night Raw. Just because, you know, we talk a lot of times, and I say we, a lot of my wrestling friends and I, we talk about psychology in the ring. Well, there was a total lack of psychology last night in that segment. And then the fact that you have Hulk Hogan on his, 61st birthday or whatever, comes out, all these legends come out, and they have all of the locker room standing on the stage, right? And these are supposedly people that are there to pay their respects to the Hulkster for what he's done for the industry. Yet not one of them attempted to stop Brock Lesnar when he marched down the entranceway, Paul Heyman in tow, and got in the ring and threatened to beat everybody up. I really, honestly could not get that. I couldn't get past that. And I know maybe people are sitting at home listening to this going, John, it's fucking wrestling, man. You're overthinking it. But just it bothered me. No one said, hey, stop, man. Hey, didn't say anything, didn't do anything. He just let him march on down. What the hell? Anyways, I'm sorry. Again, I'll get off my soapbox. Anyways, but besides that, I think they've done a really good job with it. What I don't think they've done a very good job with, and a match that I could care less about, is Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. First of all, I'm not a big fan of the whole I'm going to have you arrested angle. I think that in the past, I mean, it's been used many times in professional wrestling. In the past, I'm sure I might be able to find an instant or two where it worked. But overall, I just think it's kind of stupid. Again, you talk about psychology. Why is it okay for all these people to get into a squared circle and beat the other ever-loving hell out of each other, but yet, you know, they're arrested when they're, you know, step across the boundaries, so to speak, and, you know, interact with somebody that's not comfortable being involved in brawls and that. It's just silly. It's dumb. I did not really dig the whole Daniel Bryan affair storyline either. I thought it was hilarious that as soon as that segment was airing, that all over the Twitterverse, if you will, people were talking about Claire Lynch, which is the infamous AJ Styles baby mama storyline from TNA. From several years ago that was awful. I think this one was awful too. With all due respect to that young lady, who, by the way, is a graduate of the Storm Wrestling Academy from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And apparently she's under an NXT deal. So, but anyways, with all due respect to her, is it believable that Daniel Bryan, who's married to Brie Bella, who's a beautiful woman, would have an affair with someone who is, well, let's just say it, odd looking. Almost said oddly looking. That wouldn't be correct. Odd looking. I don't know. And I'm not a fan of that storyline either. You know, the affair, you know. I don't know. It was one day, one thing like back in the day, you know, when Rick Rude gyrated, you know, in front of Jake Roberts' wife. You know, that was one thing. But I don't like the whole we had an affair storyline either. I think that this match is going to be terrible. Watching those women do their husbands' respective maneuvers. Oh, God. It was all laughable. It was terrible. Anyways, so with that being said, I don't think that that match is being set up very well. I am under no circumstances, by the way, interested in the Jack Swagger versus Rusev match either. I'm really tired of those four. I don't know what you do with them after this feud, because I assume since it's a flag match, it's going to be a blow-off. I don't know. I think Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, I think, is going to be the dark horse match. I think those two will put on one hell of a match, and I think we'll be talking about that match come next Monday, you know, when we stand around the water cooler and we talk about SummerSlam. Surprisingly, though, I don't know. Maybe I overlooked it. And if I did, feel free to tweet me or email me. Are the Usos on the card for SummerSlam? Or are they doing the thing like they did, a year ago or whatever, when they were the pre-show match, or whatever, the match pre-show, whatever, the pre-show match. Boy, I should maybe re-entitle this podcast as Tongue Tied. Anyways. But SummerSlam, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I want to see what happens with especially Lesnar and Cena, Y2J and Bray Wyatt. I'm really interested in those two matches. And Dolph Ziggler and The Miz, too. I forgot that match is on there. I think that should be a pretty good one. So I'm interested in those three. I have the network, so I'll watch it. You know, I paid my $9.99 for it. So, anyways. Alright, one other little bit of news I'm going to talk about, then I'm going to wrap this bad boy up because I'm about 12 minutes in, and as you know, on these abbreviated editions, on these half editions, these mini editions, whatever you want to call them, I try to keep it to about 15 minutes. Alright, so apparently it has been revealed that Kevin Steen has signed an NXT deal a few months ago. They finally revealed it all over the internet today that Kevin Steen will be going to NXT. Well, I'm happy for Kevin Steen. You know, I think it's going to be very interesting what they do with him down there. I hope that somehow, whatever Kevin Steen's name's going to be, you know, Martin Maddox or whatever they're going to name him, I hope that they pair him up with Sami Zayn and give them a run in the tag team division, because I think that they were a great tag team back in the day in Ring of Honor. And I think they also wrestled in PWG together and whatnot, but I think they should be they have been a good tag team. I think they would be a good tag team, and they should put them together, but we'll wait and see. So, all right. Wait a minute. What's that sound? Is it 6:05 p.m. on a Saturday night in 1985? No, no, no. That sound means it's time for Orlando's Fave. I'm so going to get sued one of these days for using that music. But anyways, well, it's the only second week I've used it, and nobody has said whether they liked it or not. I mean, I think it's pretty badass, but, you know. Anyways, more on that in a few minutes. Anyways, my fave for this week is a movie that I saw last week, a movie that many people saw because it raked in a ton of cash, Guardians of the Galaxy. That's my fave for this edition of the PVD cast. I thought that the, overall, I thought it was a really good movie. And I'll go on record and say that I have never read the comic book. I am not familiar with any of those characters. So I went in with kind of a blank canvas. And, I thought they did a great job. I mean, it's got a story, it's got a plot, it's got humor, it's got action. I think that they did a very good job of building a backstory and giving some depth to the characters. Some depth. I mean, I thought Dave Bautista turned out, I thought, to be a really good Drax. I thought he did a very good job because, people, let's be honest, Dave Bautista is not a very good wrestler. And I know he was in that movie, The Man with the Iron Fist or whatever, a couple of years ago, which, you know, I think like RZA had something to do with it. Either he directed it or produced it or both or whatever. And he was not very good in that. But he was really good in Guardians of the Galaxy. So I am very happy that he's gotten that opportunity because it keeps him out of a WWE ring. But no, I mean, in all honesty, I like to see wrestlers be successful. I also think that Chris Pratt did a very good job. So did Zoe Saldana. I can never say her name. Saldana, I think is how you pronounce it. I think they did a very good job. Hell, I mean, even Rocket Raccoon, who is a CGI'd animal, had some depth to him. James Gunn, tip of the hat to him. The director was really good. I won't ruin the surprise at the end of the movie. If you sit through all the credits, there's a bonus scene that got a collective groan from everybody in the theater I saw it in. But anyways, I really dug it. I thought Guardians of the Galaxy was awesome. Definitely check it out. You know, if you haven't already, run out to the theater and see it. All right, that's it, man. 16 minutes. I'm going to wrap things up because I like to keep them short. So with that being said, I'm going to tell you where you can get in touch with me, obviously, on Twitter, at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Don't forget to check out PVDcast.com. Man, this has been the edition where I cannot say anything. PVDcast.com. I know my own website. Jeez, man. I don't know. All right. I'm going to chalk it up to the excitement for SummerSlam. That's why I've been so tongue-tied. That's what I'm going to chalk it up to. All right. Anyways, with that, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.